Welcome to the Pure Bliss Show with Mema Carmo. This is where we'll inspire you to transcend, transform, make magic, live your soul purpose, and be the unicorn that you truly are. Live in pure bliss.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pure Bliss Show. My name is Mema Carmo, and my amazing guest today is Carol Starr Taylor. She's an author, a life coach, and a speaker. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mema.
You're welcome. So before I start my shows, I just always mention a quote that I've read that reminds me of my guest on the show that day. And I read this quote by Friedrich Nietzsche, and it says, "You must have chaos within you to give birth to a star." Tell me about how chaos has birthed clarity and stardom in your life.
Wow. Well, I started off, my story is something that is like everybody else's. It's just that most people don't talk about it. So when I was born, I was born to a middle-class family, and basically was emotionally abused my entire life. So it was total chaos. I was raised with verbal abuse and physical abuse, and I was bullied at school. So, the thing is that it made me make decisions when I had no self-love, self-esteem, self-worth, because the people that give that to you are supposed to be your family to start, right? Your parents to start. When you go out into the world and you don't have that, then you make decisions based on how you feel you are. And it just went from one chaotic event to another, trying to escape the situation I was in, and just found myself to the point where I, just went fire to another fire to another fire, whether it would be personal relationships, marriage, and without giving away too much of my book and my story, finally left a long-term marriage. My second, which produced three of my kids. And it was until I was 48 years old that I actually gained a backbone and gained a self-esteem. And then that's where my journey really started, I think, where I was starting to make the connections and starting to get the clarity and becoming more awakened with the choices that I was making. It just snowballed. So that's why it's life in pieces, from chaos to clarity. And that clarity is really the journey that comes. And now the decisions, it's like once you have clarity, you never have any issues or obstacles that come up, but your reaction is quite different. How you react.
When you have clarity, your focus is on your vision, right?
Correct.
And looking at the circumstances of your life as they're happening.
Exactly. And I think that when you're faced with an obstacle, certain obstacles are going to happen, or certain situations are going to happen in your life that are not in your control. But it's how you react to that. And I think that a lot of that clarity is where you become more of yourself. And I think abandoning fear, abandoning all fear is part of it. So I'm not driven by fear. I'm driven by the clarity and my vision.
Right.
So those decisions are a little bit, they're more calculated, and how I react to certain situations, if they are obstacles, I'm doing it with my own, living in my own power.
Fantastic. That's so powerful. Was there something that happened that was a catalyst to you having the clarity? Because most people, you live your life and then you're going about and you want to have clarity. You want to have more vision. You want to have a place where you can live in a space of knowing that you're in control of your life. But sometimes something has to happen that shifts you from, or kind of forces you from your comfort zone into that new space of being. Was there a situation that occurred that was your catalyst to going from chaos into clarity?
I would say that it was being in a in that long-term marriage, and for me, I lost myself. If I even had myself, even if I can't even say that I even knew myself, but I know that I lost every ounce of it, and I became everything for everybody except for me. And when I decided to leave that, I left everything. So it was a very, very desperate time. And I ended up living on my own and hitting rock bottom, not knowing how I was going to pay to eat, how I was pay my living expenses, how I was going to fill up my car, how I was going to, I was unemployable because I had been self-employed and I had worked for my ex-husband. So I hit rock bottom. I was lying on the couch for 3 solid days. I Googled how to kill myself. I looked in the mirror and I'm like, who are you? This isn't the empowered woman that, you know, wanted to change her life and now has, you know, is totally really a mess. So I'm like, get up. And it was just like this surge of energy that just filled my entire soul. And it was like, get up. And it was that I think started. And it was like that tough self-love. And I stopped. I actually sold everything that I had, including my wedding rings. And the attachments to material things ceased to matter. And it was going to the core, my real core. And I thought I didn't have an ego. And it was like,
surprise.
And it was totally annihilated. It was tough self-love. And I realized that I can't have any attachments. And the only person that I can rely on is me.
And that's so powerful. I feel like, you know, where desperation meets desire, it's where the magic happens sometimes. People could be very desperate and lose themselves. And, you know, until you really want to find yourself, until you really are on the ground, until you're just craving to find, you know, your soul, find your God, whatever you call God, that's where the magic happens. And it's unfortunate that we have to get to the point, but I think that you have to really want it badly. It's so comfortable to live in desperation. It's comfortable to live in a place where you're not happy. But I want to chat about the journey because people sometimes, you know, they think, well, people like you who will go from chaos to clarity, people like me who go from cancer to, you know, cancer warrior, people see the two words, you know, chaos and clarity. They see your book, they see your coaching website, they see you in action, but a lot happens between those two words. Every day that you're fighting towards clarity, that's a mental struggle, a mental exercise. For me, it's daily commitment to being happy and to pushing myself into not being ordinary, but to be an extraordinary unicorn. Tell me about between chaos and clarity, and then we'll go into your book. I wonder between the two words.
Well, I think you do have to keep going through things, and there's clarity and lessons, and those lessons that you're learning. And if you don't learn them, I really do believe that the universe keeps throwing those same types of people, same types of energies around you to say, okay, you didn't learn the first time. Now we're going to send it and it gets worse. And then we can send it and it gets worse. And so it's like, okay, can you wake up already? it's like, do you not see?
Wake up and listen.
You know, and I think that a lot of it has to do with the types of choices that we make. And so until our energies, until we realize and we get that clarity, we keep getting that repetition over and over and over again when, and until we're finally like, okay, I know that, you know, I've got to do this now.
Right.
And so. Yeah,
I see the same type of behavior. Like I have a 14-year-old child who I adore, and you're a mother as well. And so, you know, I try to teach her these things early. Of course, we have to all go through the same. We have to all go through some certain kind of experiences. But I talk to her about listening to herself, about pausing to hear what her heart and soul wants. And she'll often ask me, Mommy, she'll say, this person did so-and-so to me, and I didn't like it. And she says, what do you think? And I'll say to her, don't ask me what I think. How do you feel? I know if we were taught at a young age to listen to our inner desire, to feel our feelings, a lot of things that we learn later on in life just wouldn't have to happen. If we teach young women and men, boys and girls, to hear themselves, because you already know the answer. You always know the answer. You know the answer from the beginning of when you were born. But I feel like life is an evolution of us learning to, reminding us to hear who we were at birth. And then the beauty of it starts to come out. And so you had this journey, you traveled from chaos to clarity. And then what did you birth at the time you were beginning to create the new Piero?
Well, so many different things. I would say that when I sat in my car, and I was crying. And things were crashing all around me. And I felt alone. And I was alone. I lost all my friends. I had no support. And I said to myself, if I have the power, if I ever have the power, I will make sure that nobody will ever feel alone again. And there's got to be people just like me. There has to be. And I think I put it out there. And then a couple of years later, I started the Traveling Sisterhood.
Tell me about that.
And the sisterhood, really, it's about your vibe attracting your tribe. Mm. And it is about, not about what you do for a living, not about religion, not about race, not about that. We are all together. We are all one. We are here to inspire. We are here to uplift each other. I don't believe that there's such thing as competition. I have a totally different mindset of how I view life and people. And I really, truly believe that there's an invisible thread that runs through each and every one of us, and that we are all connected. And it's our job to bring it all up and to everybody to be and raise everybody's vibrations. And that nobody, because we all go through stuff, that nobody feels like that. Everybody knows that we've got your back. We've got your back, even though I don't know you. I've got your back. And that sisterhood, that feeling of belonging, that global community is something that is so powerful. And to know that you aren't alone in the universe is the most incredible feeling in the world. Having felt so alone and feeling that nobody cares whether you... That is a desperate, desperate time. And it was within my power. So the sisterhood was born, and it's growing each and every day.
How does it work? Is it an online, a Facebook page? It is
a Facebook group that started. Yeah, it's a Facebook group that started, and it's a closed group so that women can feel that they're protected, that they're safe, that whatever's on social media in a closed group, you can say whatever you want. It never gets out. I believe in Sisterhood Confidential. There's no drama. There is no backstabbing. There is no gossip. I won't tolerate it because that is not the spirit of sisterhood.
And do you have events as well? Do you travel to
these events? Yeah, we do have events. And as it grows globally, we will be having more events in other cities. And it's an opportunity to, it's personal, social first and business second, because, you know, you're not defined by what you do for a living. And many of us, especially in the social media age, many of us do many things. And so we can't be, you know, pigeonholed into doing one thing. And, you know, so what somebody's doing today, they may not be an entrepreneur, but tomorrow they see an opportunity that they want to be part of, and they're an entrepreneur. So it's not about, it's not defined by your socioeconomic status. It's really who you are as a person.
Well, the power in being spirit in human form is being able to express all of you in your lifetime. That's what I feel like my vision is, to help people around the world. Is, and for me, people often ask me, you're an author, you're a publisher, you have a podcast, you have a nonprofit, you have a coaching business. I have 10 different things I do, but I love that God made us so expansive that we can express all our gifts and talents. And, you know, and I think that it's powerful to hear other people doing the same thing with women or men across the world. We are infinite power, we're infinite beauty, we're infinite joy and infinite expression. And so giving people the opportunity and the space to be able to live in that truth is extremely powerful to me.
And I think, yes, absolutely. And the group, and often I talk about being and living your authentic self and showing your authentic self. And I think that that's part of the clarity. That is part of moving away from the chaos and not being afraid to show the world, to show your true self. And, you know, often I talk to many people and, you know, they're looking for their significant other, and or they're looking for the right people in their lives to attract, whether in business or in social. And my answer is always, well, if you're not showing your authentic self, how can you attract what's right for you? Because you're not showing up. So I think that when you are your authentic self, it's amazing what happens. It's amazing what happens, because the authentic people start coming to you. It is your vibe attracting your tribe. So other light beings, other lightness comes your way. And together we are here to uplift others and bring them and make them feel comfortable that it's okay to take off the mask. It's okay to and not fear what everybody thinks and what is somebody going to think of me, or, you know, to second guess what's going to happen.
It's beautiful when you take the mask off and you show up. People need to see that. I know from personal experience that, you know, I began my charity when I was going through breast cancer, and I began to grow it, and it did grow, but I feel like it didn't take off until I became Mema out in the open. There was a part of me that was afraid to really shine and to let people see all of me, because within the cancer community, some things aren't acceptable, you know, and people kind of want to pigeonhole anyone. People in careers are pigeonholed sometimes. You're told to believe this. You're in this field, stay in that field. This is what that means. You have to behave like this. You have to do these things. People would even tell me, you need to change your ringtone. You can't have certain songs on your ringtone if you're getting calls from members of Congress or doctors, and you're a respected, you know, founder and president of a national organization. You have to behave this way to be accepted. And I didn't think it was right, but I wanted to conform. So I used to try to be a certain way. One day I thought, to hell with this shit. Like, I don't want to be like anybody else. God made me uniquely, wonderfully, as a gypsy unicorn, badass, whoever. I can still do whatever I want and be myself. And when I began to truly expose myself, and of course it was scary because I built something that was respected. How do I show I'm that person, but this other person too? But the beauty in it all is when I began to really unmask myself, I felt so free. I began to attract more in my life, in all of my life. I began to expand. And then my relationships changed, my friendships and my love life, you know, just things began to manifest where I had, oh, wow, there's so many options out here for business partners, for opportunities. And so the thing is, we have this misconception that we're taught to fit into a box, but the truth is that there is no box.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know you have a book that's doing really well, and you're stepping into publishing as well.
Yes.
It's going to be, in line with your book and, you know, soul purpose work and clarity and that kind of thing. Tell me more about what you're doing.
So my book is called Life in Pieces from Chaos to Clarity. And it starts off talking about my story, but it's about things that, most people won't talk about. And it's very, very raw. It is very raw and very authentic. And I already had my clarity by the time I wrote the book. I didn't write the book for a catharsis. I actually wrote the book to help others see that out of chaos. And, you know, a lot of people don't talk about growing up in a house with physical abuse. A lot of people don't talk about growing up in a house with any kind of emotional abuse and the choices that they make. And then the last part of the book is how to move for you to move from chaos to clarity, and how to go through that and the path and some tools that you need to go through or to help you that have helped me go through that process in my journey. It's not like I woke up one day and said, oh, I see the light. It took 48 years to get started. And then the journey comes forward. And so it's funny how Life in Pieces really happen. Talk about the clarity. I started, I did my degree in communications, and I started my my career in publishing. So it's almost like I feel like now it's all the tools. I've done so many things in my life professionally that have become part of who I am, from being the NLP coach and the clarity coach and the hypnotherapy. And then I've been an event planner for 9 years and collaborating and creating people's visions. I'm published author and all what takes. And it's all about dream building and helping others inspire. So it's a tool. So the Creative Publishing Group is now born, which I'm so excited about. Thank you. And it's for solo authors and fiction and nonfiction. And I do help people along the way. And it's really about coaching and helping and making people so heard that their voice is heard. I felt voiceless for so many years. I know that people have a story or people have a creativity or they want to create characters, and I want them to have their voice. So into the best possible way so that the book is also worthy of being on the shelf, worthy of something that doesn't look, you know, that is just something that they just printed off, but something that they're proud of. And so that's part of Creative Publishing Group. The other part that I'm launching, which I'm super, super excited about, is the Sisterhood Chronicles Live Out Loud. Mm-hmm. And that is a collaboration book. That will be a collective where people want to write chapters in the book and be part of it and live out loud. So it will be a series so the first series I'll be accepting, people into the program, 15 to 20 authors. And then the next one hopefully will be, and hopefully I'm looking to really launch around Mother's Day because I think that there's a lot of power in that. And then the next one we will do hopefully launching for summer or the beginning of September.
Well, if you need help finding people, I'm happy to help. Just let me know.
Awesome. Well, we'll see if we can talk about that, because I do have an affiliate program, which is on the site, where people can refer, and it's a way for them to help out and say, so if there's people that are bloggers out there, even people that have never written.
Well, that's the thing, is you want to give people a venue to share their stories. You mentioned feeling voiceless. So many people are out there who don't think that their stories are important, who don't see their inner beauty, or who don't think that they're worthy of being heard. And that's what I feel like you want to change through your publishing and through your work. And that's what I aim to change as well through my podcast, is to give people a voice to articulate the stories, to share, to uncover, to unmask, and to emerge as the powerful, amazing souls that they are.
Yeah. Even when you know, it's funny, I meet people when I even go to they'll get my coffee, and, you know, you chit chat just as you're waiting, and people are like, oh, do I have a story?
Exactly.
You know, and I said, well, have you ever written it? And they go, well, no. And I don't write. And it's like, okay, you haven't written it yet.
Yep.
It's not that you don't write or you can't write, because there's no such thing. It's that you haven't done it yet. Mm-hmm. And if people can just believe in their abilities, and that there is somebody, again, with my philosophy, you're never alone. Really, you're never alone. And it's you have a partner. You have somebody that cares about your success. I want each and every person to feel like a rock star. That's who I am. So the Sisterhood Chronicles is obviously for sisterhood, but for solo authors, you know, male, female, it's whatever you choose to write about. It's your voice.
Right. Powerful. So do you feel you're living your soul purpose right now?
I believe I'm coming into my soul purpose. Absolutely. It's unreal how this has all happened. And I feel so incredibly blessed and grateful. And when I sit back, and as I was launching Life in Pieces, I was really thinking to myself, instead of saying, why me? And, you know, so many of us go through life when things happen and say, why me? And that clarity is, now I know why this all happened. I know why I was, I mean, again, getting very, very spiritual. Sometimes one train of thought is that, you know, the soul chooses the family or the parents that you have, and the situations that you have, and so that you can fulfill your soul purpose. But as you're going through it, of course, you can't see it.
No, it's not.
Now, goodness, I think to myself, I know why I had to go through all of this, because the things that I've gone through in my life can resonate with so many people in so many different situations, that I have that, and I have the experience, and I know what it feels like to be on that other side, and I came through.
It's powerful. It's so powerful. So how do you tell me, so you're when I think about you, I see a few key things, that words that describe you to me. One of them is clarity. The other one is visionary. The other is storyteller. And the fourth is sisterhood. I'm going to ask you what each of these words mean to you. Tell me what the word clarity means to you.
Clarity means focusing, finally having, you know, I'm a visual person. So, you know, think about, there's fog all around you. And then you see this beam of light with this path. And it's totally clear, and it's very focused, and it's very, and really, it's like, this is the way to go. And just follow, and don't ask too many questions. Just, this is your purpose. Just the clarity is that the universe has your back, and just go with it, because you will end up exactly where you need to go.
I love when you're talking about your passion, your face lights up, your eyes light up. It's amazing. It's so powerful. I can tell you're walking into your, you're in your sweet spot. You're walking into your soul purpose. You're living it as you're walking into more of it every day.
I feel it. I feel it.
Tell me what the word visionary means to you.
Visionary. Well, you know, when I've always been different, I've always looked at things totally different than everybody else. And that's not good when you're growing up, because everybody wants you to be what they want you to be. And right. It's not good when you're looking for a job, and it's not good when you, but somehow with all of this, that visionary, being that person that is a game changer, being that person that wants to shake things up and offer opportunities and offer an alternative and offer ways of being that nobody else is doing. And you're not reinventing the wheel. What you're doing is you're taking the energies and the things that you're passionate about and the things and putting yourself into it. And so it's not that I'm the only publishing company, or I'm the only sisterhood, or I'm the only community. It's just, it has a different flavor because it's my flavor. It's what I bring to the table. So I always try to, I even try to up myself. So I'm constantly, how can I do things differently? And I'm always looking to do things differently so that with my main focus in mind, to always better myself and better the experience that somebody else will have by working with me or being with me or coming to an event. It's always about creating magic. It's magic.
That's the word. It's magic. Tell me what the word storyteller means to you.
Storyteller is something, to me, it's about being your authentic self. It's about showing yourself. And I don't, if somebody is not comfortable with being, you know, that raw, they don't have to. It's, I chose to do that. I chose to show my, you know, innermost thoughts in a written format and publish to the world. I'm not going to make somebody do something that they're totally not comfortable with. But you do have to, you know, go out of your comfort zone in order to grow, in order to tell the story that people can resonate with. When you share your story, and I know when you talk about your story, you inspire people. And storytelling is something that when each and every one of us has that ability through their story to inspire, and just our very being inspires others. We just don't always know it.
Well, and the beauty is that there's nobody out there that exists who is like you. And yeah, I meet people at the Starbucks, at the grocery store, and every single person I talk to has a unique story. There's not one person that's the same. I mean, different way of seeing life, different expressions, different experiences. And so I think it's so miraculous that we're all unique. And you know, looking back at people's lives is so beautiful. When you, let's say you write your book and at some point years later, 100,000 years later, somebody finds that book. There's that memory that you were here, what you did, the unique things that defined you and the lessons that you learned. And the book can encapsulate your magic. That's the magic of living too, is that your spirit will always live on. But when it's written down in a book form, that is a tool to help others that are, you know, that are still in physical form. And that's a beautiful gift. Tell me about the sisterhood and what that word means to you.
Sisterhood, well, there's the magic right there. Sisterhood is just how we met. And we felt instantly connected, even though we've never met in person. We met on Twitter. How random is that? And yet
we serendipity.
And we feel so connected. And so that sisterhood, it's I've got your back. You're not alone. You've got your tribe. And I think that when you surround yourself and when you know that there are heart-centered people around, that it's just a very powerful feeling when you wake up in the morning, even, and when you go to sleep at night, there's this incredible gratitude and that feeling of oneness that you have connected with others in the universe.
It's a blessing.
It is. It is a true blessing.
So I think did I mention four or five words? I see you as so the words I thought of you were clarity, visionary, storyteller, sisterhood. I may have missed creator.
Creator. Well, I think that for me, and as you were talking about the storytelling, it really did, and I do mention it in my book, but it's about creating your legacy. It's your legacy. And that's a very powerful, powerful thing. When you create your legacy and whatever that vision is for you, but when you, again, put it into written form and it's something that you know that not only others in your immediate world or in your current world can be inspired, but the next generation and the next generation can learn from life experiences and creating that legacy and know that the power of words matter, that your words matter, and that it's just, to me, the energy that is put into those words. Words are not random. It's creating something that it's sharing your light.
There's power in that. You know, as we're talking right now, we're creating. Every breath that I take, every ounce of love I share with you as we're talking, every gesture, every thought is creation. And I really want people to be impressed with this fact. Impressed meaning to feel it, that we are all consciously, we're all co-creating at the same time. And the power is in making conscious creations. You know, we often look at the world and think, well, what's happening around us is random. It's not random. It's a result of people either consciously acting or consciously acting or unconsciously acting or unconsciously not acting, right? It's either doing or not doing. Those things are all actions. And so if we all consciously co-create, we could change the world as you're doing every day through your storytelling, through your sisterhood, through your vision, through your creations, and through your clarity. Carol, you're amazing. I feel so blessed to have had this time with you this morning. I want more of Carol. Tell me how can my guests find you on social media, and what is your website URL?
Okay, so for the book, and it's sold online and every major online store. It's www.carolstarr.com, Life in Pieces from Chaos to Clarity. And if you are looking for the Sisterhood Chronicles and Creative Publishing Group, it is creativepublishinggroup.com with two G's, creativepublishinggroup.com. And you can reach me there. And
what about Twitter and Instagram?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're all there. So Carol Starr Taylor on Instagram, Creative Publishing Group on Instagram. And then I've got Travel Sisterhood for Instagram, Carol Starr Taylor Instagram, and Creative Publishing Group Instagram and on Twitter. Like, they're all on Twitter, and you can find them all and reach me there.
Carol, they can't miss you. You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I'm a social media maven. I love it.
You're creating your bliss and you're living your soul purpose. I love it. So thanks for being on the show. I loved having you. And to all my guests, until next time, live bliss, love bliss, and be bliss. Talk to you soon, folks. Love you. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pure Bliss Show with Mema Carmo. We hope you are inspired by the show. Remember, you're the catalyst that the world has been waiting for. In each moment, live in pure bliss.